All right, we're now doing the Gemara on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. Last of the thin lines. Itmar. Shnayim Sha'achlu Ka'achas. Pligi Rav Rebbe Yochanan. Chadamar Imratzu Lezamein Mezamnin. V'chadamar Imratzu Lezamein Ein Mezamnin. So you have a machlokis. If you have two people, can you do zimun? Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, in our Mishnah, shlosha shachol kachas chayavin lezamein, shlosha in, shnayim lo. Hasam chova hacha rishas. So the Gemara thought that you could prove from the Mishnah that shlosha, yes, shnayim no. And now the Gemara says, no, that's not what the Machlokas is really about. Hasam Chova HaKharishas. So everyone agrees that Shlosha is Chayiv. The Machlokas is whether or not Shnayim has Rishus to do it. That's the Machlokas. So that's the Machlokas you have to define. Alright? I guess we should define that Machlokas. Yeah, I would say like this. Everyone agrees that three is chayev because of Gadol Hashem Iti Yirom Hashmo Yachdav. Right? That concept. Everyone agrees that. So the Manda Amar who says three dafka is because he holds that it's the matir is the chayev. The matir to give this special shevach labore is the chiyuv itself. Or if you want to put it, it's the daraisa concept of Gadol Hashem Iti and Roma Shmo Yachdav. Okay, either way. It's the same basic idea. In other words, it requires the matir is either the source, the daraisa, or you could put it the chova, the very chova, is the matir for the shevach. That's one possibility. The other possibility is, the other mandama holds, and again, you could put it in like a little bit different forms, either he holds that the kiyum of shevach al yedei chabura is the matir, or if you're not completely satisfied with that, you could add that the matir, of course you need the quality of two people. In other words, that you have a joint shevach. That's what I mean by a chabura. That it's a shevach al yedei tziruf. But he holds that the matir is the very tzura of zimun. That there's already a tzura zimun, because there's a tzura zimun of three. But it's not the three that's essential. It's the tzura zimun. There it's saying, Nevarech shachal mishalob, baruch shachalnu. There's already an existing shevach, and two still has that quality. So that's the matir, is that you could avail yourself of the tzuras bracha, the tzuras birka zimun. That's already a valid an authorized chefza of shevach in the Torah. The only thing is, there's no chiyav. The Torah is mechayav you when there's three. But the basic idea really is, what's the matir for the shevach? Is it simply the chovas zimun is the matir, or even the possibility the kiyum zimun is the matir? Of course, if you hold it's the kiyum zimun, of course you have to use the existing birkas zimun that's been authorized by the halacha. And that's the machlokas. I'll just mention, just for methodology purposes, that when Danny and I presented it to Rebbe, so first Rebbe's mind tried to figure out the two and the three. Tried to head into two and three. Like, try to define along what's the significance of two versus three. And it's funny, he kept on for like about 5-10 minutes. He like tried to say something, he'd stop, and he says, no, dead end, can't go that way. And in the end, he came to this idea. This is exactly the idea he came to. So I just point that out. That I don't think you're going to get too far with trying. If your approach is going to try to be to try to figure out the significance of three or two, it's rough waters. I mean, what you do know is one thing. There's one piece of evidence you know, and that is that the Torah said God l'Hashem iti Rama Shmo Yachdav. And that is the source for the Chov HaZimun. Yeah, you got to work with that. That's the idea. That's the concept that's embedded in the Daraisa. I don't care if it's an Asmachta. It makes no difference. But it's nevertheless, it's the source of the concept that there is a concept of a Shevach Al Yedei Chabura of three people. And that has been formulated as a Chiyuv. That's the information that you know, that you can be secure with. And so that's I'm just letting you know, that's how we proceeded when we were defining it. Okay. Now, he was trying to search for something essential about the numbers 2 and 3. The problem is that it doesn't yield, it's not productive. Sometimes, you know, you can take an approach and then you realize afterwards that it's leading you into a dead end. It's not getting anywhere. Yeah, so back over here, so that's what we're saying. We're saying Shevach requires a Matir. Shevach in general in Torah requires a Matir. Certainly, you need a Matir to avail yourself of a different surah of Birchas HaMazon. Of Kiyum Birchas HaMazon, right? Because it's a whole different surah. It's not Shamei Kona. You're not being Mevarech La'atzmo. It's really a Birchas HaMazon Al Yedei Chabura. That's a whole different type of Shevach that you need to know, that you have a Matir for such a thing like that. You have no right to do that.